What's your name?
I don't know whether I ever should say it.
Oh, go on. Whisper it in my ear.
Well, I think that probably some of you know me. Know of me.
Go on, then.
Dowdy.
Oh, Lord Dowdy. Oh, yes.
I thought I'd better. I really didn't want to tell you who I was. I thought I'd just come.
Well, that's very wonderful.
So Jolly slap a few people.
I don't know. I didn't think it would be possible, really. I mean, I never thought I'd be able to do it, you know. And they said, no, please, sir, you move in. You can take a form. So I thought, well, why not?
Why not, indeed? Well, it was jolly nice of you to come.
And it was just seeing those stands there with the...
Yes, and the microphone
things
yeah.
on, it just brought all back. I will remember that tap, tap, tap on the radio, and then that awful man's voice, drumming and calling, drumming and calling.
Yes. Well, you held a few seances yourself, didn't you, in your time?
Oh, well, it was a long time ago.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You helped quite a lot of men, including.
You did?
Well,
you did wonderful work.
What was the paper on the floor?
Well, in case you want to write a message.
I thought you might like to leave it in.
The last time, sir, that I was on the floor writing, I was 3 years old.
Well?
And do you know what I used to draw?
No idea.
Birds in flight. What I used to draw.
How interesting.
Fascinated by birds in flight.
Yes. Then wound up in the Air Force.
Yes.
Mechanical birds.
And do you know, to my shame, I would say, that to learn to soar in the skies is an honourable thing to wish to do.
Mm-hmm.
To learn to be free like a bird. Mm-hmm. To be like a bird. An aeroplane fly through the air. But the only thing that the birds drop on us doesn't blow people to pieces.
A bit messy sometimes.
And that is my shame.
Yes, we understand that.
So, ardua ad astra.
Yes.
Indeed.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
Do those that harmed you and the way that they got rid of you after the work that you've done for Fighter Command, do they realise what they've done?
I'm sure that they possibly do, but it doesn't really make a lot of damn difference now. You know, you can go through life and you can be offended, you can be hurt. You know, and someone can offend your sensibilities. And sensibilities are no more really than your bloody arrogance. But you know, what have they really done to hurt you? They've just behaved in a very silly fashion, haven't they?
Yes.
You know. If you can behave better towards those that are bloody fools, well, then that makes you a better person, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, above all else, have honour. Behave honourably towards other people. It doesn't really matter how they behave towards you.
Thank you. Well, you managed that very well, I must say. Very impressive.
Well, I only intended to come and play the fool for a while.
You did. You managed to do that.
Come out and touch a few people. And,
yes.
Oh, God, he's dribbling all over the place.
Oh, no.
You're talking about the medium.
Oh, what a mess.
Well, you came out of that.
Well, I know, and I've got to go back in. You know, I do hope that those gallant people that are working with this band, and I hope they've brought a few people through that have brought you some happiness and some comfort.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
There is.
You're Muriel, Lord Darling. Oh, bless you.
God bless you. I never like spoken to you before.
Yes, you
yes,
have.
Yes, I have. Many times.
I know. God bless.
much.
Oh, God bless you, my love.
Yes.
Privilege to talk to you.
Oh, well, no, the privilege is all mine. Now let's make our way back. Yes. I mean, you're right.
Here. No, that's fair, Sean. Here. Just a rock. There's all these people just sitting here. Not actually doing anything much, are you?
We doing?
I mean, all this darkness, I mean, we will be very naughty.
Yes.
Oh, even better.
Anyway, how do you find life in the spirit world?
Oh, Mars had a wonderful time. Mm.
Yeah. Met a lot of old friends.
Is it Kenneth Wayne?
You sound like him.
Yes.
Who are you then? You must forgive me.
It is, yes. 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 Is it Kenneth Wayne? Yes.
Well, I've always thought you were fantastic. Well, you've proved yourself to
me. Oh, I like you. More fans than you.
Have you met a lot of old friends?
Oh, yeah. You know, you were one of the first people that made me. I told you this before. I know I told you.
Yes,
one of the first people that made me when I first came over was a dear old Kenny Horn.
Yes.
Because he was a great believer in all this, you know.
Oh, was he?
Yes. And he said to me, when I arrived, he said to me, he said, Kenny, I told you that it was all, all so.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would all meet up again.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I said, oh, no, Tony's not here, is he? And dear Hattie.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's
yes, you would recognize her now. Fill us a break.
What a carry
yes.
On.
Yes.
Oh, dear. So are you still entertaining?
Charlie. Still can't understand a word, is he? No, you can't. You see, he's sort of talks in this sort of telegraphy.
Oh, really?
No. I've never understood it. Joni used to.
Charlie, Hawtrey?
Yes.
Oh, right.
I can never understand a word, he said. And on and on. I can't understand a word of it. Joni, I mean, she knew everything he was saying. I said, how do you work it out? And she said, we just have to listen. I was all that. I have a very good diction, very good command of the language, but I can never understand a word of it. No. And Mother, of course, Mother's here now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
There's one big happy family then.
Oh, yes, it's happier here than I was there. Yes.
Is it James?
Oh, yes. Oh, they're all here. Yes.
Oh, we can have a real carry on today then.
Yes. Get a few more over us and we can do another film.
You can do one called.
And get paid more over here than we got paid there. Yes.
You can do one called Carry On Communicating.
Carry On the Spirit.
Carry on that pyrectoplasm. Yes. Wow. Yes.
Much kiss.
They said, go in, Kenny, go and liven up a bit. They're getting a bit flat. I don't know, love, you don't look very flat. Naughty, no. Yes.
Have you bumped into Frankie Howard lately?
Well, yes, I mean, we never got on very well.
Didn't you?
No.
I like him, sir.
You know, he wore a tube, didn't you? You did, yeah. Not like me. I mean, everything about me was natural. There wasn't much of it, but it was all natural. Yeah. Where is she?
Where's who?
Is she not here?
You're looking for Carol?
No,
she's not here on this
occasion. No, she's normally round when I come through.
Yeah.
So worried about her career, poor love.
Yeah.
Gotta stretch yourself.
Stretch.
Yeah. I was telling you, push yourself, girl. Push yourself. Yeah.
You obviously find it fairly easy to communicate.
Oh, yeah. It was great fun.
Well, how is it you're able to do it and other people find it so difficult?
my mother will be sharp, you know, coming in, you know, and they say, you know, speak, you know, and they, no, no, and of course, they forget what they want to say, and I've never at a loss for words.
Never word.
No. And, and people would say to me, how could you be so rude, Kaylee? And it was quite easy, really. You just open your mouth and come on. Pardon, dear?
You never needed a script.
Well, you know, life's a script, really. Just write it as you go along.
Yeah.
No, and if you do something you regret, well, never mind, you change it to the next page.
What are you doing now?
No, I'm acting.
Acting?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
You know, it's how, you know, dear old Larry said to me, you know, of course, now you're here, Ken, you know, try to do some Shakespeare. I said, me? And he said, yes, you'll be very good at it, very good. I said to him, well, what do you suggest, Larry? And he said, how about Richard III? I said, me? I said, Richard III. Can you imagine me doing Richard III? Now is the winter of our discontent. No, not me at all, no. Chekhov, yes. It's very cultured, Chekhov.
Well, of course, they're all there, aren't they? So you can go and ask them for their opinion.
Yeah.
Have you met Shakespeare?
No. He didn't write after them, no.
Eh?
He didn't write after
them. I know that. I wonder whether you bumped into him.
Have you met everybody?
You haven't?
No.
Do you have real theatres up there where you can
perform? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Form to your heart's content, yeah.
You get lots of supporters, lots of good houses.
Full house every night.
The acoustics are probably good.
Wonderful, yeah.
Floating room.
I mean, the only thing that I was a bit disappointed about, you know, I haven't seen one angel since I've been here.
I bet you've seen a few fairies, though.
Yeah. See a few here as well, too.
It's good not to be alone. Yeah. I wouldn't try and take him on, Wincy, while we're here. I'll get loads of practice.
Are there critics too who write in newspapers?
Well, no, none of those. I have no critics up here. No, don't come to my performances. No. You know, I can't remember who it was now, but you know, someone once said about critics, you know? You know what they said about critics?
No.
No. Critics are rather like eunuchs in a harem. They see it happen every night, but they can't do it themselves.
Yes.
Yes. So you remember that. Yes. You know, all of those of you that get critics, you know, say that it's not what, you know, it said it is. You know, just remember, they can't do it themselves. And because they can't do it themselves, it can't be. And you know what we say to that. Quiet.
What are you performing now, Kenneth? In your third
What, round? Here, now?
No.
That's a bleeding tragedy, dear.
What show are you putting on for the Spirit Friends?
Well, my friend Joe Orton, very good, lovely man, lovely man, lovely sense of humour.
Mm.
He's written a new production. Yes, and we're performing that at the moment. I got the lead, of course.
What's it called?
Well, it hasn't really got a title, you know. But I suppose you're really going to say, once an angel, always an angel. Something like that. Call it what you like, really.
Well, it used to have very short.
Well, you know, you see, productions aren't like, you know, when you're with you. You know, there's light shows and music and it's a bit like a variety show, really. You know, but you know, sort of the heavens fill with magical light. It was wonderful.
Wow.
You know, and you think I'm in the middle of it all. You know, it's marvelous.
This show that's been written in spirit, Is there any way that will be passed on down through to the earth plane, through a channel?
Well, you couldn't give it justice. You couldn't do it justice. But, yes.
It could happen.
Oh, yes. But, you know, it's funny, you know, we're talking to Joe about that, and I was saying, you know, why don't you try and sort of get this through to someone, you know, and they could write it down, you know, and it would be Joe Orton writes from beyond the grave, you know. And he said, no. He thought that if he did, you know, he'd do it under one of his wonderful assumed names. Mm. You know.
He always used to write very short, snappy titles.
Yes. Well, I think that it was because, you know, he wanted it to be sort of very succinct. No, so
that's
people,
a good word.
Yes, it is a good word, isn't it? It's one of my favourites. Yeah. I shall face the problem again.
One of your acid drops.
Yes, and I just wanted it to be, you know, succinct and...
You just thought it again.
Yes. And, you know, so that the play spoke for itself.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like loot. It's very good.
Yes.
Go on.
Yes, but you have these wonderful assumed names, like Edna Welford. Yes. Yes, and you used to write to the Times using the name Edna Welford. And you run the wicked letter once, you know, to the Dorchester, as Edna Welford, about how here and as Edna Welford was supposed to have had tea there the previous afternoon, and how they'd left a Moroccan handbag and a pair of crocodile gloves. And the Moroccan handbag contains some very risque photographs of Edna Welthorpe and a certain Mrs. Maples. And how they would very much like them back. Very haughty, very haughty. And I remember once I went round to their in their studio, and there was this huge box in the passageway. And I said, where is this coming from? And they said, oh, it's from Cross and Blackwell. I said, Cross and Blackwell? They said, yes. Well, they'd sent an Edna Welthorpe letter to Cross and Blackwell saying that a blackberry and apple pie filling had made Edna Welthorpe's aunt so ill that she'd been contained bed 3 weeks with dysentery. Cross and Blackwell sent them a box of pie fillings.
To keep her in bed for a few months.
Can you explain, Kenneth, how you find it so easy to communicate? What the procedure is that you use?
Oh, well, it wasn't the first time. No, I found it very difficult first time. And, no, it's quite easy to just step in and...
Step into what?
Oh,
it's difficult.
She don't want much, does she? And well, they sort of call for you, you know, and you come forward, and then you step into this field, you know, sort of like a glow.
Mm-hmm.
And you speak. You just say... And you start to see, you know, it's like walking through a door, and as you walk through the door, you're enveloped in this substance.
When you say you speak sort of as we do now, or just think the thoughts that you want to say?
Well, what's the difference? You know, you have to think before you say something. Although some people do.
Some people speak before they think.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't see what the difference is.
Mm.
No.
But some good.
I can't hear. I mean, other than what you're saying to me, I can't hear a word of what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying, but I can't hear a word.
Oh, I see. I understand.
But some good communicators have said that the visiting spirit puts his head into sort of mask and then he talks.
I never put my head into anything. Either go all the way in or not at all. No, he's not. No, some do. Yeah, some merely put their face or project themselves in.
There are very many new fields that spirits are using now, aren't there?
I don't know, dear. I don't know anything about that.
Well, if you don't use the mask now and you go through a door into the light and you just think, obviously.
Well, they said to me, when you go through a tunnel, you go through the portal. Shall we say the portal?
Yes,
you go through a portal and you're enveloped in the stuff and you've sort of got a sort of a body, a bit lumpy, sort of a body.
Do you feel heavy?
Oh, yes. But then, of course, you see, the last time I did this, I realised, that I'm coming out of him.
Coming out of what?
Well, as the guy in the cabinet.
Yeah. No, it's not very nice. No, we're not even thinking about it. It's not very nice.
Is that what makes it more difficult for other people to communicate, because they've got this reticence of working through someone else?
Well, you see, some of them get very upset, you see, very emotional, especially if they're looking through the porthole and they can see, someone, that they know or they love, they get quiet, And of course, if they get emotional, and excited, well, it just makes it all more difficult, you see.
Yeah.
You have to be very calm, like me, calm.
When you say they said you've come forward, who are they?
I don't know what really. I mean, I just know that when I arrived, I was always told, none of your naughty business with them, Kenneth, treat them with respect. And I always have done, because I always respected figures of authority, and, they come and they say, Mr. Williams, if you'd like to come forward, if you'd like to go and amuse these people, and tell them what you know. Well, I won't be there all year if I tell them what I know. you go in.
So what were you doing immediately prior to coming here?
No, don't have to reverse, I'm professional. it's reading.
Oh, reading? Yes, and all of a sudden you got a call which said,
yes, very
you're on.
Yes. Yeah. Final call for Mr. Williams. And here I am.
Was it a good book you were reading?
Yes, very interesting, very interesting.
What was it?
Yes.
What book was it?
Well, it was all about creation.
Oh.
Yes, but I'm told I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to discuss it with you.
Who was it by, God?
I shall treat that with contempt. Nearest. Will you be here again?
Just must have sounded a bit, no.
But have you got libraries and booksellers and printers and editors up there?
Well, if you want to. Sometimes they'll say, I really think you ought to read this, And, there's a book or a scroll, read it. Sounds very interesting, very informative.
But you can't tell us about the creation?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not allowed.
Why aren't you allowed to?
Because I've been told that I can't.
Who by?
By those that told me that I could come.
And who are they?
You're too clever by half, you are. Yes. No, there's certain things I'm not allowed to discuss.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, dear. Go on.
Yes.
Go on. Brace yourself. Be bold.
Yes. Well, as you enjoy your reading, I enjoy a little touch of the other spirits, like the djinn. Do we have bars in the spirit world?
Well. I'm not averse to a tipple or two. No, all three. Or four. if that's what you want. Yes, you don't lose control, though, which takes half of the fun away. So you don't get any Dutch courage to be outrageous.
Well,
I
can come happy then.
Oh, yes, you'll have a wonderful time over here, you will. Yes. because all the things, that are a little bit of pain in life, like, I hate travelling. detested travelling. I mean, barely got on the bus, you know. And, you know, because every time I got on the bus, someone said, oh, look, there's that poof from the carry-on. Yes, that's me. Yes. And, yes. And, you know, because I was born in Santa Barbara, you know.
Yes.
Yes, I was.
Real company.
Yes. And, so, you know, here, you know, if you want to be somewhere, well, you're there. You know, just think I'd like to be so-and-so or somewhere. Now, this gets fussy about travelling around, you know. Or some of them like, you know.
It'd be wonderful.
Oh, it's marvellous, yes. I've got to go.
Do you have your own house?
Oh, no, flat. Flat. I don't like houses. Flat. No, everything all on one level. It's much easier to get to.
I do call again sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I hope comes. I hope it's been as much pleasure for me as it has been for you. Yeah. No, in all seriousness, I think you're doing wonderful, sterling work, marvellous. We will keep it up.
Right.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be able to.